Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I'm going to give a shout out to Luke on this one.
Yeah.
Because he has that Tootsie Roll.
What it do, Rhea?
But I'm the dagger, you know what I mean?
Got another one.
They sushi rolling for me. Let's go.
Ladies, if you got ass, this is how you let it show. Hands and knees on the floor, let me see a sushi roll. Make that sushi roll, make that sushi roll, make that sushi roll, make that sushi roll.
Daddy, look, I got ass, this is how I let it show. Hands and knees on the floor, daddy, watch the sushi roll. Watch me sushi roll, watch me sushi roll, watch me sushi roll, watch me sushi roll.
Here we are again, we got the dagger on the desk, track, you like ass facts, so we can flip it like a flapjack. When it comes to cracking, talking about them white rocks. Place an order, now she sushi roll until I tell her stop. Put your hands on the floor, stretch your back, make it
arch.
Raise that ass, make a million men. Balance what you need, booty swaying like a breeze. Smoking hella weed, now we both looking Chinese. No excuse for all the ass you be having. Let's see what happens when you're crouching. Tiger meets my hidden dragon. Have you off the walls doing high kicks and backflips. Struck the matrix, then landed and did the leg split. I love it when the booty's big and bending over. All up on my B-fold, met the bitch in Yoshinoya. The way you sushi roll, my egg roll is never soft. You keep it on,
you gotta take it on.
Ladies, if you got ass, this is how you let it show. Hands and knees on the floor, let me see a sushi roll. Make that sushi roll, roll. Make that sushi roll, roll. Make that sushi roll, roll. Make that sushi roll.
Daddy, look, I got ass, this is how I let it show. Hands and knees on the floor, daddy, watch me sushi roll. Watch me sushi roll, watch me sushi roll. Watch me sushi roll, watch me sushi roll.
Hey girl, how you feeling with your ass in the ceiling? You was talking shit before and now I got you believing. I'm not the nigga that you used to. You like it when I hit the green black belt, my style. I'm the fucking man. Call me Jackie Chan or call me. I tear it up like Japan. When it's over, feel the damage I've done. I told you I was Pat Morita, never ever was a. I make them come when they come and they try to run. 2 hours later, I'm still hungry, need another one. This black and Asian chick caught her and she came swift. She sushi rolled it with a Tokyo drip. Swerved on my dick, gripping the hips. I think I'm spinning out. I ain't never scared, so I held on and rolled it out. Ladies, if you got ass, what you acting scared for? Are you scared?
No.
Sushi roll it on the dance floor.
Ladies, if you got ass, this is how you let it show. Hands and knees on the floor, let me see a sushi roll. Make that sushi roll, roll. Make that sushi roll, roll. Make that sushi roll, roll. Make that sushi roll.
Daddy, look, I got ass, this is how I let it show. Hands and knees on the floor, daddy, watch me sushi roll. Watch me sushi roll, watch me sushi roll. Watch me sushi roll, watch me sushi roll.
Last round, ladies, put it down. I didn't mean your ass. Strippers and hookers be sushi rolling for cash. They make it fast if they move it right. Got a bite. Darker light, daggers got an appetite. Serve it up, I'll put it down. Dagger doesn't play around, bitches. From Korea back to Chinatown. Dagger so cocky, they never try to stop me when I turn the sushi into teriyaki. When I have my flow buff, I fucked while I wore chucks. After if she kept saying, I do my duty and I do it with passion. You had the sushi like a ninja, I'm a ninja assassin. Yeah, I know I mean, admit it though, I kept it clean. I kept saying, when you know what I really mean. I don't pay for sushi though, my money is power. So she sushi rolls, I chop it up, now she sleeps.
Sayonara.
Ike, your family is very worried about you. Ike, you can talk to me. I'm a therapist. Whatever has been troubling you, it's okay.
No, it's a secret.
Ike, tell me your secret. I promise not to tell anyone else.
I see dead celebrities.
You mean you see dead celebrities on TV, in the news?
I see them walking around. They talk to me.
Are you seeing any dead celebrities right now?
Just Ed McMahon.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you. And if you're tuned in and you're listening, you are listening to Slap Sundays, and you're listening to Who? The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. I'd like to thank y'all for being here yet another week here on Slap Sundays. Got something special going on this week, you know what I mean? I got my first interview coming in about an hour. My man Levi Seth calling in from, you know, Houston, Texas. Going to holler at your boy Dagger, do my first little interview, you know, a little jittery, but, you know, it's okay. I'm going to handle it. I got to do what I got to do, you know what I mean? I'm at work. I hope everybody had a good week. Mine was kind of cool. Shout out to Topaz Lachey, you know, big boss lady herself. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. Shout out to my other hosts, Supreme, Jay Patton, Marley B, Sexy Amanda G,
You know what I mean? Everybody on the Bang Out Radio Squad, we're doing big things, y'all, big things. I want to shoot out all the artists, all the indie artists that's helping keep Bang Out Radio going, because like I said, without y'all music, there wouldn't be no Bang Out Radio. I mean, because we need independent artists, and that's what we're here to do, put y'all independent artists' music out here. And I'm here to definitely get y'all slappers out there, them hood knockers, them anthems, them bass knocking tracks. You know what I mean? When you riding down the street and you got two 12s and two 15s in your trunk, that's what we got over here, is them slappers. So hence the name Slap Sunday, if y'all didn't already know. All right? But yes, yes, yes. I want to thank all the listeners also as well. Like I said, if you've been here from the beginning, I'm glad to have you here. If you're new, glad to have you here. You know, we get in a lot of crazy shit here, so I just hope that, you know, you're ready for it, you're waiting, and, you know, you're here with me. Because all I'm trying to do is spread a little bit of positivity, even though it may be rash, it may be harsh, it may be straight to the point, but it's the truth. I'm not going to get up here and lie to y'all. I'm not going to create shit that doesn't exist. I'm not going to be on no bullshit, all right? I'm going to be on the real shit. I'm trying to be on the real shit, and I'm going to be on the real shit because I have to be, because if I don't, then I'm going to look like everybody else out there that's doing all the bullshit, and I'm not trying to be like them, you know what I mean? Shout out to Kay Wise. You know what I mean? I apologize again for not making it out there this weekend, man. I keep trying to get out to the 661 to get in the studio. Shit keeps happening. It keeps hindering the niggas' progress, but it's okay because it's going to work out, and I'm going to make it regardless anyway. You know what I mean? So it's all right. Don't even worry about it. I'm going to get out there, but I want to apologize, man, because, like I said, I don't like being the person talking about I'm going to come do something, and then I'm not going to do it. But it's going to happen. I got these three, like, bangers I'm just sitting on waiting to record. You know what I mean? It's just itching. So it's going to get done. What else we got going on? Make sure if y'all are listening, y'all want to call in, listen to the radio, holler at the host of the radio station. You want to talk to the Dagger, just call in, 661-621-7559. Press 1 if you want to holler at me. I see we got a call in the queue, but if you want to holler at me, press 1, because I don't want to bring you in if you don't want to talk to me. If you just want to listen, I understand. It's cool. We can listen, chill all day, because that's what we're here doing here on Slap Sundays. But if you want to talk to me, press 1 so I know you want to holler at me, and then we'll get into the mix, all right? That's how it goes, but, man, let me see what I can talk about already. You know I'm going to talk about work just to start off with y'all, because as long as I'm talking about work, that means I got a job, so that means I'm still doing a little bit better than I was. So, but if you've been listening in and you've known how work's been going for me, lately motherfuckers been trying to snitch on me low-key a little bit, but now it's funny because I guess I got past the initial initiation, I guess in a sense, because the people I'm working with now, my boss had left, and they pulled me to the side like, yo, like, come here. Look, you know, we had a little sit down. They told me to sit down, you know, we going to talk. Like, I'll admit that before when you got here, I mean, I didn't know if I could trust you. I didn't know if we could deal with you or anything like that, or we didn't know if you were going to fit in here. So I might have said some things, we might have said some things. They finally admitted that she snitched on me to the boss talking about I had bad hygiene and shit when I really didn't. But, you know, that's what they accused me of, so it was just funny. But now, see, it's okay. If you admit that you did wrong and you apologize, then you're okay with me. That's hard enough as it is right there. A lot of people do wrong and can't admit that they did wrong, and they just keep moving on like what they did was right. And that's what I don't like. But I respect the fact that they sat me down and was like, yo, this happened, I did it. But I apologize, so I could respect that. And so out of respect, I was listening to them, what they were saying and everything, but then now they really try to be a nigga's friends, like, you need to watch this person, you need to watch this person, that's the boss's best friend, she a snitch, we don't know about this person over here. You know, now they're trying to give me the lowdown and rundown, because they're actually trying to keep a nigga and help a nigga keep his job, which is cool. You know what I mean? I still got to watch him, but it's cool. It's better than how it was, but at least I know that, but it still comes down to the fact that if it comes down to them or me, then they're going to choose themselves. I mean, let's not get it twisted, but it's good to know that at least they seem like or they want to act like they got a nigga's back. And I'm going to have theirs. Like I said, I'm loyal to those who are loyal to me, or at least seem like they're loyal to me until they show that they're not. So I'm going to look out for them. They're going to look out for me. Supposedly we're a little clique, we're a little family now in our little section and everything like that. So, and I actually have to thank them because, honestly, without them, I wouldn't have a job. Because when you go into a job and you're working in a certain section or whatever, at least in my section, they were like the seniority people. So the boss keep asking them questions about me. So they could have easily said, you know, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that, he's not a good worker. They could have easily said that. And, you know, I could have been up out of there within a week or so. But they didn't, and I'm thankful they didn't do that. So, you know, I'm happy about that. And since they didn't do that, and like I said, they apologized, everything seems to be a little bit cooler now, a little bit better at work, a little bit better. So it's okay. Trying to lay off these cigarettes, y'all. Cigarettes are bad for you. Let me just say that now, although I smoke them myself, but they're bad. So I'm trying to, you shouldn't smoke cigarettes, but it's just funny because, like I said, I'm bringing up cigarettes because at my job, it's amazing to see the type of cigarettes people smoke. Because I smoke Newports. I actually smoke Newport 100s if I buy a pack. But since I know they're so bad, I try my best not to buy a pack because I be smoking through them motherfuckers. But the only reason I smoke cigarettes is because I can't smoke weed every time I light up. So if I could smoke weed every time I wanted to smoke something, I would do that. But since I can't, I got to deal with what I got to deal with. So, but then I'd be at work without no cigarettes. And be like, fuck, man, I got to ask somebody for a cigarette. Or it's actually cool because, like I said, I work with the older ladies or whatever. They all smoke damn near like half the office smoke. So they be going out their little smoke breaks and invite me out there or whatever. But these bitches, not to call them bitches, these old ladies, these women, they smoke other kind of cigarettes. Like, I don't know if you ever seen a Capri cigarette. That's got to be like the Virgin, you know what I mean? That shit is so small. And it's just funny because I still have to smoke it because that's all they got. I mean, you got the Capris or it's a Benson and Hedges. Or other ladies smoke Benson and Hedges. And those is like old people cigarettes, in my opinion. Ooh, those things is nasty. But I be having to smoke what I got to smoke while I'm at work. Like, let me get one of those. I need one. Can I get a cigarette? And then a big-ass nigga like me, 6'5", 6'6", sitting there smoking on a little-ass Capri and shit, hoping the homies or nobody roll up and look, see a nigga doing this shit. You know what I mean? Because I'm only going to do that at work. You ain't going to catch a nigga smoking none of the cigarettes anywhere else. And then this other, the other homegirl that she smoked, Marlboro Reds. Now, that's just a harsh-ass rough cigarette, in my opinion. And I'm only saying that because, like I said, I've smoked all of these. And, I mean, when you just need a cigarette, it don't matter what kind of cigarette you get. I'm not complaining because I needed a cigarette. But that shit was harsh. That's some real, like, trucker, truck-stop cigarettes. The red pack, like, that shit be burning the fuck out of my throat, man. But work is going good, y'all. Work is going good. It's a positiveness I'm trying to keep going and everything like that. And it's just funny because I got to be kind of like a double agent in a sense at work because my section and their section, I'm cool with people on both. But certain people in my section don't like certain people at that section. But I'm trying to make sure everybody like me at least because the more people that like me, the more when the motherfuckers get fired, they'll be like, well, nah, keep him around. He cool. You know, and he does his work. So You just gotta play the role the right way. You gotta make sure you're doing the right things, y'all. Make sure, like I said, if you got a job, you're looking for a job, you just gotta play professional, be right, and just do your work. If you're doing your job and you're doing it to the best of your ability and above and beyond expectations, then can't nobody fuck with you. Just like in music, just like in anything you're doing. Always strive to be the best. Don't half-ass shit. Don't bullshit nothing. Don't push it to the side. Don't push it off. Because the longer you do that, the more you look like you just don't know what you're doing or you don't want to do what you're getting paid to do or whatever. And we don't need none of that. Hold on, excuse me. I got to take a sip of my drink real quick. Yeah. Some more ghetto Kool-Aid today. Straight Kool-Aid and tequila. Like, ha-ha. Trying to make sure I stay focused on what I'm doing. You know, once my eyes start going blurry, then I'm going to stop drinking for a little while. But my shit's still straight for right now. So we're going to get into some slappers. Right here on Slap Sunday, we're going to start it off right out the gate, all right? I'm going to start it off with my boy JK. Good music. Let's go.
I was young and still in high school. I'm talking way back when I was standing out by 5'2". They put me right beside you, now we ride to the end. Yeah. We created this special energy. Through you I can express my words more vividly. Paint a perfect picture of us, not a risk to me. Fell in love at first sight and now we spark the perfect flame like a chimney. See, I'm addicted to you like smokers to nicotine. I got so many haters but never let them get in between. What we have is more important than anything. And if you want hands, then I'd be happy if you take this ring. And it's just a metaphor, and now I want you more. But I can't remember if I ever felt this way before. And if it's wrong, please, y'all can take me, lock me up. But I'ma love the music and be doing it till my time is up.
So put your hands up high, let me see you
wave
in the sky. We'll love the good music. talents were perfected, making music, neglected, going to school and dropped out so I could pursue it. No doubt, I can't make moves quick, but prefer to take my time, cause with these lyrics and rhymes, I get better with every line. Further with every grind, and I'm surfing every mind on waves. For my melody, greatest is what they yell at me. Shit, if it's a crime, then fuck it, I got a felony. Jealousy is a virtue, they hurt you, that's what they telling me. On another level, it's where I be, won't settle for less. On different stages, I'm overseas, the man of respect. Don't wanna fall for no silly schemes, get up off of my chest. They keep on talking, won't let me be, but the music is my remedy. Like a bandage to an open wound, and I can handle anything they throw at me. I stay in tune, but like I said, this time I'm ready. So let me in the game and get ready to rock steady, my niggas, so get them up.
So put your hands up high, let me see you wave up in the sky. You will love a good music, cause I'ma love a good music. So put your hands up high, let me see you wave up in the sky. You will love a good music, cause I'ma love a good music.
Yeah, okay. Right now, check it out.
Yes, that's J.K., good music. Make sure y'all check that out because he's got that good music. All right, y'all, but we're going to keep it in the J section with my nigga J. Pistola, Figueroa, and West Coast. Let's keep it pushing.
Hey, my nigga, hold on.
Tell me, do you know where you come from? Do you know where you going? Are you out there figuring? Do you know where you wanna be? Is there something that you wanna tell me?
I'm out cruising up late without bad intentions. I seen this light skinned bitch with some nice ghetto dimensions. I bust a U. You know what I contact from the rear view. At the intersection of Crenshaw and Jefferson Avenue. After a blunt or two, we bounce back to pistolas. I'm thinking easy to lose. This bitch is way too easy. I go from hot to cold on a bra. I'm too tough. Before I fucked you with a B, but now you a D plus. You need a role model and some direction. So don't trip up what I said, cause I had a direction.
Girl, you need a role model
and some direction. So don't trip up what I said, cause I had a direction.
See, how much you talking?
20? That's cool. Get your ass in this car before somebody sees you.
Roll your window up.
You got a cigarette? Where your money at? Bitch, you trying to disrespect? Just put the Magnum on my dick with your lips and don't say another word. Jump in the back seat with her.
Does it care though? I don't want my future wife to see you. She might eventually be you in a year or two. But no use a stroller. I think you belong here on Figueroa.
Girl, use a stroller. I think you belong here on Figueroa.
Real time.
Real time.
Sex crime.
Sex crime.
Bitches.
Prostitutes.
Nasty hoes.
Nasty hoes.
You know.
You know.
Living this shit for real.
Living this shit. Do you know where you come from? Do you know where you going? Are you out there figuring? Do you know where you wanna be? Is there something that you wanna tell me?
Bitch, you suck a dick sloppy. You look like Foxy.
Black Jungle Bunny.
Aight, bitch, here's your money. But I can't spend this other dime on you. I'd rather lay this nine on you and slime
and
on
trying
you.
Trying to make love to you or spend time on you or get bushy.
If you was clean, I'd eat your pussy.
The girl looks like she's a stroller. I think we should put her on Figueroa.
For real.
I think we should
Western
put her on Figueroa.
Yeah, Sunset Boulevard, Holt Avenue.
I think we should put
Vegas
her
Boulevard.
On Figueroa.
Bitches, you know.
Living.
Long Beach Boulevard, PCH, Century, you know, over there by the LAX airport and shit, right there.
Do you know where you come from?
Bust one of them cheap motels.
Do you know
get out with one of them hoes, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do that shit.
Do you know where you want to be? Is there something that you want to tell me? Do you know where you come from? Do you know where you going?
condition.
Boys, quickly. Convince Michael Jackson that he's dead.
What?
He's in denial. He's been in denial all his life. Now tell him or you're going to lose your little brother.
Mr. Jackson, you aren't alive. You're in purgatory.
No, you'd be ignorant. I'm alive. And I'm a child. And I'm white.
Mr. Jackson, please. You're causing a lot of problems.
Hi, Billy Nate here for the Super Sweeper.
Shut up, Billy Nate. You're dead, Mr. Jackson.
No, that's just ignorant.
Accept it.
I'll be off of them cartoons, y'all. This should be funny as fuck. But anyway, yes, if you're just tuning in, you got the dagger. This is Bang Out Radio, and this specifically is Slap Sundays right here, all right? Well, let's see, y'all. I actually want to speak about, before I start running my mouth, again, I want to thank everybody who's listening. Like I said, if you got the time right now, if you're on Facebook, I want to shout out everybody on Facebook. I'm on Facebook right now. If you want to send me a note or a text or something on there, you can holler at me on there. I got my Ubu on, Dagger MF. You can holler at me on there. If you got the number, text me during the show. Let me know you're listening. And if you got the link, go ahead, share it, email it, text it to a friend. You know what I mean? I need y'all talking about the show because I'm more old school with it. I know we can all post up stuff on Facebook. I know we can all share links and Twitters and things like that. But nobody believes nobody unless you tell them, really, in a sense, that, yo, this show is popping. If you're talking to somebody like, yo, yay, you need to go listen to the Dagger. The Dagger got a show over there, man. He over there acting a fucking ass and acting stupid. But he real, he cool, and he be playing them slappers. Like I said, I could post shit all day, but unless y'all out there talking about it as well, letting people know where to be at on Sundays, or basically any day of the week, let them know where that Bang Out Radio is, where it's at, y'all. For all indie artists, if you want to network, we hollering at promoters, models, what else we got, video directors, producers, Bang Out Radio is where it's at. And we hollering at everybody. Let's get this money, let's get it together, and let's help each other out. Like I said, that's all I'm here for, is to play y'all slappers. I play a couple of mine in here or whatever every now and then, but I'm here to play y'all shit because, like I said, I need them slappers. I need them out here on the West Coast because I be banging them slappers all day, every day, when I'm driving, when I'm rolling. So I need y'all help to keep doing that, all right? So make sure you spread the word. Make sure you let somebody know that Bang Out Radio is where it's at and that Slap Sundays has got the dagger all day. But I guess right now I want to talk about my dad for a second. Yeah. I'm going to talk about him. But before I go into it, I want to at least say, make sure y'all understand and realize that I love my father. You know what I mean? I love him with all my heart. He has always been there for me. If I ever needed anything and he was able to give it to me or provide it for me, I got it. So I don't want to make this sound like I'm about to, I hate my dad or anything like that. I love him. I love him because without him, there would be no me. But now that I've said that, I don't like him at all. I don't like his attitude about stuff. I don't like his mannerisms. I don't like how he carries himself sometimes. And it's just hard. So I guess I want to speak to other fathers out there and everything because I want y'all to know that on one end of things, on one side of things, he did everything he possibly could to make sure I had everything I would possibly need. So out of respect, he handled his business. You know what I mean? He had a son. He took care of his son. But on the emotional side of things, none whatsoever. I'm not trying to turn this to a pity or a sorrow kind of thing, but let me just share a little story with y'all. My oldest memory as a kid, or just my oldest memory, period. This is as far as I can go back. I can't think anything further than this date. I don't even not sure of this date, but I was young. I was a kid. I was in elementary school, and then my school was within walking distance from the house. So every time I got out of school, my dad would come pick me up. You know what I mean? He'd walk over there, pick me up, walk me home. Now, this particular day, he came, picked me up, getting ready to go. And then, I don't know, he was tying my shoes. And he asked me, okay, which is my left foot, which is my right foot? Now, I can't tell you if I was old enough to know that or if I should have known that at that point, but I didn't. I gave the wrong answer. And what he told me was he was going to whoop my ass when we got home. So, now, You know how long that walk was? Like 4 blocks, you know, to go home or whatever. He's all walking ahead of me. Don't even look back. Don't turn his head. Just like military style, just walking. Like, and I'm behind him like, no, Dad, this is my right. I know it now, you know. This is it. I got it. Like, don't say nothing to me. Don't look back. You know, and I'm the little kid. Come on, Dad, please. No. You know, any of y'all that ever been got your ass whooped before? I mean, you know, when you know an ass whooping is coming, you know what I mean? You all just, no, please don't. And then, like a man of his word, got to the house, and he whooped the shit out of me. You know what I mean? But that's over, like, left and right. You know, I don't... I never forgot again, but at the same time, it's like, Pops, did you really have to take that route in order to make a nigga learn something on that sense? But, I mean, that was just the start, and that's my oldest memory that I have to this day. And that's some fucked up shit. That's my first memory in history, you know what I mean? And it's of my dad, and it's like that. But, I mean, it progressively got worse. I mean, my dad's from the old school type shit. My dad and my grandma on my dad's side was old school with it. She had like 13 kids, you know, 12, 13 kids. I got like 12, 13 aunts and uncles on my dad's side. You know how rough that house had to be and everything probably. And I know grandma was out there beating niggas' asses and shit. I know how grandma got down. You know, she was one of them old school grandmas where I remember when I used to go over there, you know, you don't mess with grandma. Plastic on the couches and shit, you know, the old water bag on the back of the tub and shit. You know, it was old school house over there at grandma's. But it was more military style, too. At least my dad, at least as far as I know, because like I said, I got so many aunts and uncles that they be coming out the woodwork, and it's just like I don't know where they came from sometimes. But my dad went to Morningside High School. He was in the military for a little while, graduated from Morningside High School. And it was always, I guess he had a rough come up, too, so he didn't know how to adjust when he had his own kids. And take it from me, I was the one who was always like, or let me put it this way. I could see shit kind of before it happens. And my dad was always the hardest person that I could never impress. My dad isn't impressed with me now. He doesn't, he likes what I'm trying to do with my life, but nothing is ever good enough for him. And it never has been. When I was in elementary, junior high, you know, coming up and everything, you know, like I told y'all before, I was a fat kid, the big, 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 chunky kid, the kid y'all popular motherfuckers was probably out there talking shit about everything like that. That was me. It didn't affect me in school because I got it all the time at home. My dad was the first one to let me know that I was fucked up or that this was wrong or you too fat, you need to go to work out, you need to do this, you need to do that. You know what I mean? So nothing in the streets worried me because I got the worst at the house. You know, and it's hard when somebody that's supposed to, like, build you up and support you is the main person tearing you down. And then my dad was real abusive as well. He used to hit my mom's. You know what I mean? I don't know if any of y'all have been in that situation. You know, a little kid crying in the bed while all the screaming and yelling is going on in the other room, and then moms come in with the tattered shirt, maybe a little bruised up eye, talk about it's not your fault, it's going to be okay, don't worry about it. You know what I mean? I grew up in this shit. As beautiful, as cool as it looks like on the outside, inside the house it was a different story. But I did that, and I chose to have it that way because, on one hand, I don't like rocking the boat. I don't like making things worse. And then... So I wouldn't cry about it. I wouldn't tell people what was going on. I wouldn't, because I don't like people feeling sorry for me. I didn't want sympathy. And then part of me was like, well, I guess this is just how it's supposed to be. I mean, I didn't know no better. Parents fight, and it gets like that, right? I mean, I guess, like I said, I guess it just got like that. So, but this is what I mean that music came in to save my life, because those nights when that type of shit was going down, I would try to drown out the noise as much as I could, listening with my headphones on, you know, buried underneath the covers. I tried to drown it out. It didn't help. Moms got up. After a while, she got tired of taking that shit, so we moved out for about a year or two. You know what I mean? I went with moms. I barely remember that move. I saw dad. Maybe, like I said, I was going, not really going back and forth. He would just stop by. Because, like I said, they had beef at that point because mom was like, it's not going to happen anymore. And Pop said that the old school was like, one of those people was like, oh, well, I won't do it again, it won't happen again, then it would happen again. Or it'd be over the dumbest shit. Like, my dad's anger was like so fast over the dumbest stuff, especially money. That's not dumb, but it's just, I mean, just another side story about how scary my dad was. It's like me and my cousin would come over and spend the night. We fucked my room up. Like, we was in there doing all kind of crazy dumb shit. My dad came, looked at the room, looked in the doorway, looked at the room, walked away. Me and my cousin looked at each other like, nigga came back, stood in the doorway of the room with like four belts all together and then fanned them out like a Chinese fan, like, and just stood there holding them. And me and my cousin, we just started cleaning the room. He didn't have to say shit. He stood there and watched us clean the whole room. Spick and span. You know, it was that type of shit with my dad. It was like you either do what he says or you don't let him know what you're doing. It's one or the other. There's no middle ground. And so coming up like that, it was always hard because on one end I'm trying to find a sense of respect or a sense of acceptance from somebody who should be providing this for me, and I'm not. So now I'm trying to find acceptance in school, through music, through friends. The same routine that everybody else done went through, I guess, if you've been in that kind of situation. You try to find acceptance elsewhere if it's not going to come from the household. But luckily, I chose to be with friends who really looked out for me. It wasn't no gang and banging activity. It wasn't nothing like that. Like I said, I saw some real dedicated homies that I could tell what was going on. But even then, I still had to play it down like it wasn't as bad as it really was because I didn't even want the homies worried about me. You know, I show up with new battle wounds and battle scars and shit. I brush it off like, oh, Pops was just tripping. You know, that shit did hurt. I took it like a G. And, you know, I'm in there in all kind of pain. Pops knew how to hurt a nigga. You know, it wasn't one of those like, okay, we're going to just do this and maybe somebody else will call and help. Pops used to turn up the radio loud so nobody could hear me. You know, and then when he got too, like I said, when Moms wasn't taking that shit no more, and we moved back in a couple of years later, Pops used to get on me all the time about the slightest things when Moms wasn't around and Moms wasn't at work. But I was taking that. I took it because I would rather him hit on me and do that with me than to go back to Moms. I'll take it. I've been hurt all my life. So what you're doing, you know, I mean, I could take that too. Like I said, I could handle that. I didn't think I could handle it at the time, but I chose to, like, take those shots and to take that. And it was just fucked up because, in a sense, it kind of blocked me from doing a lot of things I could have been doing. Like, I could have got straight A's in school. I could have. I probably could. If I really pushed myself and dedicated myself to school like that, I would have got straight A's in school. Why didn't I do it? Because I knew once I got straight A's, I would always have to have straight A's. There would be no coming back down. Like, if my dad knew that I could get straight A's, then no matter what class, no matter where school I'm at, no matter what I'm doing, I better always bring home straight A's. There will be no excuse. And if I did, there will be consequences or repercussions. So I was like, fuck it. I'll be average, C's, B's, a few A's every now and then, just to throw them out there, you know what I mean? Because I'm not dumb and I'm not stupid. But he impacted my life in such a way where it's like, on one hand, I'm thankful for everything that he's done because, like I said, he's always looked out for me. He has tried to show me the right way. He has showed me right from wrong. But on the other hand, there's no support. There's no, son, you're doing a good job. There's no, I'm proud of you. There's no, keep up the good work. It's more so along the lines of, well, you should have been doing it anyway, or what you need acceptance for because you should be doing that. You should be doing the right things. And in a sense, he's right, which helps me get to the point where it's like, and it's just funny now because it seems like now he's trying to take an interest in my life, and it's too late. He hit me up the other day. I heard you got a radio show now. I've been over here for like 4 or 5 weeks. You just now getting that? Oh, well, what's it about? What do you do? Why did they call you the Dagger? Nigga, I mean, come on now, Pops. You late. If you wanted to be part of my life, you had all your time to do that, and you chose to do other shit with it. And now it's like, I'm glad you're here. I'm still glad. You know what I mean? I love you. But now you don't have to worry about none of that. I got this now. When I needed you, you weren't there. I learned how to ride my own bike. I play baseball. You wanted me to play baseball. I went and played baseball, and then you would talk shit about me playing baseball. Why don't you play basketball? You tall enough, why don't you ever go play basketball? Because not all tall niggas, the only thing that tall niggas need to do is play basketball. I'm good at basketball, but I didn't want to play basketball because I didn't want coaches and shit yelling at me because I already got you yelling at me. So I don't want nobody else yelling at me. But it's just hard, y'all. Like I said, I tell y'all what's going on with me because I want y'all to know where my head is, where my mind is, what I've come up from and what I've been through. And it goes out to fathers out there. Fathers, if you a dad, you know what I mean, take pride in your kids. Let them know that even though they do wrong, you got their back. Let them know that everybody makes mistakes and it's okay, but don't downplay them. Don't back them into a corner. Don't make them feel like they're nothing. Because it doesn't work for everybody. It barely works for me. What they call it, negative reinforcement. That's all I ever received was negative reinforcement. My dad barely even told me he loved me, unless he's yelling at me in a sense. You know what I mean? Like, it's throughout him yelling at me. He's like, I love you, but don't do that. Even if you're involved in your kid's life, some of y'all are not. Some of y'all should be. But I know that at least he taught me how not to treat my kids when I do decide to have them. He taught me that, yes, you do everything you got to do for your son, your daughter, your seeds. You do what you got to do. But he also showed me how to not act like him on an emotional sense. Like, I can do that. I can provide for my kids. I'm going to be able to do all that. But then I'm also going to be there supportively, as everyone else should. You can't just half-ass something. That's a lot of what people are doing, to half-assing something. And that was just hard. I don't want y'all to, like I said, I'm not over here looking for sympathy. I'm not out here trying to cry, y'all. I share my experiences with y'all in hopes that it makes things better. Like I said, I'm fucking crazy. I'm this close to losing it, but I got a few things that's keeping me sane. This show, y'all indie artists, you know what I mean, and just a strong sense of knowing that everything's going to be all right. Because everything is going to be all right, y'all. As long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're doing right by you and yours, don't let nothing stop you. Keep it going, all right? All right, y'all, let's get back into some music, y'all. Quiet Storm, Street Hop, K Wise in the building. Let's go.
Calais. Yeah. South back. QS on them. That Street Hop shit. Feel me? Hey, yeah. I'm in a nosebleed section. Past Cloud 9. I'm continental. Without the airline. Take it to the street, you know how we do it. Nas made it a line, but I made the move. It's Trump kite, kid so exclusive. Banging on them hard, like Dominique Wilkins. Hey yo, turn me up, raise up the trunk. I put on for the hood, I know what they want. See, get your bounce on, you skip, you jerk. Fuck it, do the wop, yeah, make it work, ladies. Get bucks, show a nigga you a pro. In the middle of the street, set it down, let it go. I'm full stepping with a thug attitude. I make it do what it do. You hating, I ain't mad at you. Shut the block down from end to end. Ain't no parking on the dance floor, we bout to get in. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like you sleep hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like you sleep hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like you sleep hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like you sleep hot. My live nigga, light up the kush blunt. We rock shit, who won what? I'm in the streets maintaining, niggas banging. Come on over, you'll see what I'm saying, nigga. We getting smoke like Jamaica. We stay live from the beat to the end. Fresh candy paint from the trucks to the lows, man, and all that shit. Get it, keep thing, get tipsy. And hood hop on, jump from Jersey, Atlanta, California. Bang, bust you in your face, make you lean back, matrix. That street shit, the reason that I made it. I hate it, from the land of the Lakers. Riding slow like OJ in the Blazers. Kill two birds with one stone, I'm good. Take it to the club, then bang it in the hood. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat hot. This ain't rapping,
this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat hot.
This is more than rap, call it a terrorist attack with anthrax. Shutting up clowns and we shut the streets down like police do when Barack's in town. Beat cracking the ground, music keep filling it. Even if you living in a mansion, a project, fancy with the bucket, bump at the weather. Plus my hip hop is scorching, has women outside damn near naked. Put your ear to the speaker and the diamond in your earlobe when you're melted. Corporate office won't promote it. We say fuck it, put it out independent. So the streets are banging while serving drug addicts. Crank this CD in your stereo, cause suckers won't play it on the radio. Blast it on your avenue, I'll turn a fresh rapper's raps in the mildew.
This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat high. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat high. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat high. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat high. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat high. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat high. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat high. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat high.
Yeah, 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 we're going to keep this going. Lady Cam, get it? Got it. I fucks with Lady Cam, y'all. Check her out. Y'all better holla at her.
Lady Cam! They say, damn, I ain't even know she rap. I ain't even know she write. Got a little dirty, so I swag in a body like that. But the boys wanna dance all night. If the roof on fire, let it burn. Ain't my turn, I ain't concerned. Ain't my song, don't turn it on. Knock me down and make me strong. Pin the foe, try knock me down. Won't pull my brakes, ain't stopping now. Got my girls on deck. Demand respect, you don't, you won't be found. Ha, divas and we crazy like. Ballin' and we lady like. Yeah, we gettin' education. Don't be scared to make me wife. Don't be scared to make it right. Say bad boys and make them nice. My name is Lady Cam, and you gon' be my fake tonight. Don't be acting fake tonight. Knew you since about 8 tonight. Trying to get my steak tonight. Well, get up out my face tonight. Pray before I lay. Stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it. If you don't get out the way, say, I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. Yes, I'm a lady, baby. Haters inspire me, a queen of my craft. I should empire me, talk behind my back, what? Now you desire me, funny how people change when you get the lottery. No need to sign a lot, they still gon' follow me. Try to get you on a song, and now you wanna bother me. L-A-D-Y-C to the A-M, won't you look me in the eye to see if I'm playing? Then you worry about tricking and fame, I'm trying to get published and paid. Put some of them tracks in my name, and put a few cats in the game. Cause what y'all talking is lame, and why y'all walking the same? I rep the women who got it with or without a man. And rep them fellas who got it and who be getting the change. I'm not as sink as you drunk, I am, baby, I am insane. See, I pray before I lay. Stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it. If you don't get out the way, say, I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited.
There you go. That's good.
Yeah, that's ignorant. Oh, look, everyone, I told you I was alive.
Hey, what the hell are you doing inside my little brother?
Wee, I'm a child. I knew I was a child, see? Come on, let's play. Let's go climb a tree.
Oh, come back here!
Yeah, yeah, Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays. Like, I just want to apologize. I mean, I don't be trying to bring down the show when I talk about certain things, y'all, at least going down in my life, and I don't want y'all to think that I'm out here, you know, looking for sympathy or anything like that, because I want y'all to know that I'm okay. I'm as close to okay as I can be. I just tell y'all these stories because I know I'm not the only one that done went through this kind of stuff. I know there's more of y'all out there. I know there's people going through it right now. And what I'm saying is, and I just want to share with y'all that if you stay grounded, you stay focused, and you do what you have to do, whatever your heart is telling you is right, you know what I mean, then you'll be okay as long as you're doing the right things, no matter what life throws in front of you, no matter what happens. You can survive, you can make it, you can do it, all right? Because if I can fucking do it, and like I said, I ain't better than nobody. So if I can fucking hold on and do it, then a lot of y'all can do it too, all right? But let's go to TV for a second. TV, TV, TV. The shit that y'all be watching, the shit that I be watching. One of my show favorite shows that's just back in the house, well, is House. My nigga House done got back on. You know, he just got out of jail last week on the season premiere after driving his car through that bitch's cutties fucking house. I wish I could have did some shit like that to my ex when that shit went down. Oh, I would have fucked some shit up. That's why it's TV, though, but I respect that shit. You know, I watch House. So there's a show y'all should be watching. You know, they support House, support other reality TV shows. I shouldn't be alive. I spoke about this last week. This is the type of shit y'all be watching. Why? Number one, the more I watch it, the more I realize a few things. There's nothing but white people on this show because white people are the only people that go out in the weirdest of places and fuck themselves up, you know, way out in remote deserts and valleys and beaches and ridges. Only white people go visit shit like that. So that's number one. It's funny to see what white people do. Number two, there's a point in every show, and again, it's on Animal Planet. It's called I Shouldn't Be Alive. There's a point in every show where the white person could have stopped, could have been like, it's like a sign happens. There's something that happens on the show or during their whole little trip that's like, you know what? This should be reason to turn back. We could stop right now and just go back, you know what I mean, and just leave it alone and just worry about it next year or something like that. But of course not. You know, they keep going. But they survive. Survivors. I watch shit, and I watch shows that deal with people that have survived because that's what we're all trying to do. Everybody's out for survival, trying to survive. Like these bitches on the show that I just saw. These bitches climbing up in New Zealand somewhere in the mountains or whatever. That's fine. They're on a little trail. I got nothing against hiking. I'd have been hiking. I'd have hiked the mountain before. It's okay. As long as there's a little trail or something that you can follow, then okay. Go on the trail. Go up the mountain. You're good. These bitches was walking. Went into the mountain. Then they come around a little cut of the mountain, you know, behind the mountain. And then their path is blocked by five, six-story high ice that was hidden in the shadow of the mountain and didn't melt. So there's just a big-ass ice wall blocking the road they're supposed to be on. This is what we call a sign from God. If you want to call in, don't forget, 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to holler at me. But this is what we call a sign. You're on a hike. Everything was going all good. Okay, you're enjoying yourself. Now, on your hike, there's a big-ass wall of ice. Okay. You can't go that way, right? That's where you're supposed to go, but you can't go that way. Time to go home. It didn't work out. Okay, fine, we tried. But no, these bitches, two white girls, sit down like, you know what? I don't want to go all the way back. You know what I think we can do? We should be able to go up the side of this mountain right here. We can climb up there and go across and get over and then be on the other side. What the fuck? No climbing gear. And it's the side of a mountain. No climbing gear, no ropes, no none of that shit. And both these bitches got backpacks on their back. But no, instead of going home when they could have been cool and everything would have been okay, when God told them, like, yo, you can't go this way. Today is not the time to be going. They're like, nah, fuck that. We're going to go up the side of the mountain. We can make it. Let's go. Dumbasses. Dumb bitches got caught on the side of the mountain in a storm that lasted 8 days. 8 days. They were stuck on the side of a cliff in the rain. No kind of cover or anything like that because you can't climb on wet rocks because it slips. So these bitches like, okay, well, we'll sit here. We'll climb the rest of it in the morning, and we'll be okay. Rain came in, and it rained for 8 days. How many of y'all could sit in the rain for 7-8 days straight? And they said they couldn't go to sleep because if they fell asleep, they would have some kind of coma disease or something like that, where if they fell asleep, they wouldn't wake up. And then when it stopped raining, it started snowing. Come on now. How many of y'all going to survive that shit? I'm not even going to say I'm going to survive it. I probably wouldn't have survived it. But I know this, I wouldn't have my ass up the side of the fucking mountain in the first place. Once I saw that big-ass sheet of snow where I was supposed to be able to walk up the hill and I couldn't walk up the hill, then that would have been it. Like, okay, I'm fine, I'm done. Fuck that. We're going home. We done that. You know, I got my exercise for the day. That's fine. Whoop or whatever. It wouldn't have been none of that. Well, let's just try to climb this right here. This is what I'm talking about, y'all. It's about survival. You got to pay attention to the signs. This is a final destination, but it's kind of like that because there are signs if you see them. If you get that tingle in the back of your neck, if you hear a voice in your head, you know, something telling you no, don't do that or go this way or, you know, it's something that can't be explained, but we all have it if you choose to listen to it. Intuition, some people call it. You know what I mean? It's not going to say a sixth sense, but there is that thing in everybody, if you choose to listen to it, where it's like, you know what? This isn't a good idea. We shouldn't be doing this. And what happens when you choose to ignore that is people wind up getting messed up or fucked up or trapped or caught up in some shit that they shouldn't have been in or even worst-case scenario dead. But that's how it is. Like I said, I don't give out sympathy. I may be harsh, I may be rough, I may be like that or whatever, but nobody has sympathy for me. I don't expect any sympathy from anybody, but I don't give out sympathy either because everybody is responsible for their own actions, for their own steps that they take, especially once you get to a certain age or to a certain point. You can't blame nobody else for what you do. I don't try to blame people for what I do. I don't blame people for what I do. I blame people for what they do. Even if they can't take it or accept that, but that's on them. That's not my problem. As much as it sucks to say, you know, you really got to worry about yourself because everybody else is out for themselves. Like I said, I got 4-5 homies. That's my niggas. Like, man, I know no matter what, I can go to them, and they can come to me no matter what. You know what I mean? How many of y'all got people like that? And those are the people you hang on to. The one thing I want to say, at least for everybody else, cut out the motherfuckers that ain't doing shit for you, that ain't helping you, that ain't got your back on shit, that are always trying to bring shit down or take away from you or whatever. Anybody that's not bringing something positive into your life, no matter how hard it is, get rid of them. That goes for family, relationships, fucking. If your kids is old enough to kick them out the house, boot them motherfuckers out. because I don't know, man. I'll just be talking. I'm trying to understand, but it just be coming through my head so fast that it's like, what do you do? What's up with some of y'all? Y'all got issues just like I got issues, but we can deal with issues if you deal with them the right way. That's all I'm trying to say. That's all I'm trying to spread around. That's the only thing I really want to get through every one of my shows is that if you leave the bullshit alone, people, activities, bullshit ass, you know, store, you know, anything that's bullshit, that's not worth it, let it go. It's that easy. Just let it go. Walk away. Even if it's hard. Sometimes it's not hard to walk away. I understand that too. Sometimes it's hard to let go. Sometimes it's hard to be the bigger person. But you have to do that. You have to. Or you have to do it more. Do it more often than you're doing it now. All right? Can we try that? Look, everybody cut off at least one motherfucker in their life that ain't worth shit. Everybody got at least one or two probably in their life right now that ain't worth a motherfucking thing or they doing nothing good for you in your life. Cut that motherfucker off. And then next week, let me know how that worked out. All right? But right now, we're going to get into the Daggers double play for the day. And then hopefully my guest will be calling in real quick, Mr. Levi Sayer. You know, I'm waiting on that boy. He should be back right out. He should be calling me in to me around our 8 o'clock hour. But, you know, he's coming out of Houston, Texas. So make sure if you know him over there and you're listening, make sure you call him in. We're going to holler at him as soon as we get back from Daggers double play. And today on Daggers double play is my shout-out to Twisted. Because these are off my mixtapes. These are two Twisted beats I did, part one and part two, Get You Wet and Wetter. You know what I mean? So shout out to Twisted. And then, ladies, everybody, I want y'all to go ahead and listen and understand because this is a little something special for y'all. Like I said, I don't do this a whole lot, but, ladies, I got y'all right now on Daggers Double Play. All right? Enjoy.
Blogs. Yeah. Always on time, no matter what the time zone get. Don't talk to a girl on the cell phone. Tell her to get ready, beat her in a minute.
Hold on, girl, about to nut.
Don't spill it, no, I ain't gotta kill it. Cause it's in my nature to bring it to the game. Cause I need to educate y'all. Wasting my time, y'all niggas don't listen and be so broke.
Y'all can't pay attention.
Well, I'ma stop trying. Take my advice quick, find you some pussy that's tighter than a vice grip. Hardcore shit, that's what I need. Started at age 12, mimicking Jake Steed. Now I got my own thing and it's working so good. Bitches see me playing tickets round trips to the hood.
Come on, easy
to get it, bitches spend all the cheese. Bounce that ass on the floor, watch it crawls on the knees. Move around, baby girl, let me see a wiggle. But I wanna see a whole lot, not just a little.
Damn.
With your magic single bigger girl, you got the whole package. You and A plus,
that's way above average.
Damn, I ain't
right.
Turning my head, cause I'm looking. Add food to your body, start cooking. Smelling so good, make a nigga wanna eat. Have a little taste just to see if it's sweet. We need to creep to the back of the club. So I can put my hands on your ass and give it a rub. I'm a private jet nigga, you the dealer with coke. So you better act right when a nigga approach to get crushed like a roast. That's the stuff talking, make him go away when the weed starts sparking. Pour up the drink so we can get a little close. Now I get the fuck out, why? You got to use the coke. I'm gonna get you. Way. Gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't done yet. You're gonna back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you suck. I'm gonna get you wet. Gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't done yet. You're gonna back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you suck. I'm gonna get you wet. Gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't done yet. You're gonna back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you suck. I'm gonna get you wet. Gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't done yet. You're gonna back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you suck. My dick's like a got multiple rounds, bricks like a fat bitch, got multiple pounds. All silent, never sound. Don't need to make noise when you're putting it down. But I bet your girl will, cause you know I got skills. Pussy ain't bomb enough for me to pay bills. What happened to all the independent talking? The need so bad, a bitch started stalking. Now her man hawking. Fuck, I don't need this. Wanna fight a pimp cause he chose him a dumb bitch. But she a pro, so I know what you see in her. You see all together.
But she say I never work.
So don't bring it here, dude. It's something more stupid. It's not my fault you got caught by Cupid. Dumbass nigga, should've ran faster. Rookie in the game, fucking with a master. Call your pastor, pray for salvation. I'm getting done while I'm playing my PlayStation. In the with this type of backseat action, divide your legs like I'm working out a fraction. Fuck model bitches all the way to gold diggers. I'm 2009 new black dirt digger. I pull triggers, keep max triggers, represent false game. We the only real niggas on the mic and fucking bitches nonstop. Doesn't matter, we're gonna stay on top because that's the only way to show true power. I attack the Lord of the Rings and move in the tower. Don't gotta pay rent, not one resident. Smoking weed, making money, that's how my time spent. But I always find a time to make a bitch backslap me. Maybe y'all or orgasm. Gonna get your way, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have done and ain't done yet. You're gonna back it up when it's time to fuck, might give it a lick right after you suck. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't done yet. You're gonna back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you suck. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't done yet. You're gonna back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you suck. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't done yet. You're gonna back it up when it's time to fuck. I might give it a lick right after you suck. When I step to the mic, I spit the shit that gets the crowd high. Make a man with no arms wanna start a bar fight. Turn a little kid real quick to a grown man, make a bitch lose her mind and give a pimple back. Yeah, cause now she's a false. Yeah, look at her faucet. Madison's with the ball like John Stockton. Come to the block if you want the full serve. Either with the heat or a bitch from the holders. If you can make money with a false, yeah, got it. Got everything niggas used to make a profit. Pay for the bitch first, then you can dive in. But I warned you, it's wide enough, you can drive in. Playing phones, got holes covered in 20. So when I call, she comes with the money. It's all tough, so you know it's done right. 24-7, smoke a blunt and lay. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't done yet. You're gonna back it up when it's time to fuck. I might give it a lick right after you suck. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't done yet. You're gonna back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you suck. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't done yet. You're gonna back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you suck. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't done yet. You're gonna back it up when it's time to fuck. I might give it a lick right after you suck.
Yes, yes, part two, Get It Wetter. And then we'll be right back with Levi Sev. Let's go.
Yeah. The DAC. LA. West Coast. All day. Tired of the bullshit. The bitches. The haters. All of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Push. Let's keep it going. Yeah. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holla at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use DVD to buy a lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it
stack up.
If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no
backup.
I like to act, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged, nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, you want your Facebook link. Spending all this money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have, gotta make that get.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right up.
Come on, he get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do you think you have that?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right up. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your neck, slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, she's finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb lady, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. I'm sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. She's there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Love to get you wet, true love, get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have, gotta make that get.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
I do it better, better. They gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it
better,
I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, better than that.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it better, I do it better. They gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titties sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waiting long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Catch a satellite, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, if you scream down. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, gotta make that
get.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
Yes, yes, yes. The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays, and that was the Dagger's double play. Let's bring in, I think this is my guest. It should be Mr. 9619, Levi.
What's that, man? What's that?
What it do, boy? How's it going, man? Introducing Levi Sev right here on Bang Out Radio on Slap Sundays, player. What it do? Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Appreciate it, appreciate it.
Man, yeah, we just got to hit you with it, man. You know, with the 5 W's, man. Go ahead, let them know what you know who you are, what you all about. You know what I mean? Let them know to get down.
Well, it's your boy Levi Kev. You know what I'm saying? The A-Shine representative. You know what I'm saying? The heir to the throne. You know what I mean? Just really, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I didn't really know about
it. Yeah, man, I've been shooting, man. I like talking to people like you, man. Let me figure out how I'm going to say this. Let me word this right. Because you're on a level that even I'm trying to get to. You know what I mean? Because you got management, you doing shows, touring and shit. You know what I mean? What is it? What kind of dedication? Let these people know what kind of dedication it takes to get to that point.
I mean, basically, you gotta get in the, you know what I'm saying, a whole different mindset. You know, like I tell a lot of people, you know, a lot of people got it in their mindset that they have to grind hard. The harder you grind, the faster you fall. You know what I'm saying? You got to grind smarter about the situation. You know, it's, you know, the game is 95% business, 5% music. You know what I'm saying? Keep, you know what I'm saying? If this is what you want to do, then stay dedicated, regardless of what anybody say. If somebody say, oh, man, it's a nice-ass track. Nah, okay, yeah, it's a nice track, but you want them to just be like, man, just man.
Like they ain't even, know words for it. Like, like
exactly,
yeah, it's nice, but we need more than that. Well, man, let me see. I'm checking out the little bio. Explain to me. Let me see. Formerly known as Killer Kev, am I reading that
yeah.
right? So why'd it go from Killer to Levi? Is that where you just up? Because I mean, the Killer, it seems like that's just the more like, you know. That was probably the hood, you know, we grinding right now, you know what
yeah.
I mean? And then you have to, you know, put a little swag or whatever. You know, they call it swag. I don't like swag. I'm going to say you put that flyness on it, you know what I mean? That's what it looks like. Explain the transition. You know, how do you transition from Killer Kev to Levi Kev?
Well, you know what I'm saying, for a while, you know, for a long time, I went by Killer, you know what I'm saying, because I was angry. So... And when I got on the beat, it didn't matter what kind of beat it was, I was going to kill the track. And I was going to have something, to say about it. And I did a show with one of Diddy's close friends by the name of DJ Fire.
All right.
You know, and she pulled me aside and, you know, she was like, okay, I like your music, but you have more of, she's like, you have more of the edginess that Pac had. So, and I started, you know, and my manager, you know, he's also an author. You know, he goes into schools and teaches anti-bullying programs. So I was like, you know, a principal is not going to allow an artist, regardless of what he's doing, by the name of Killer, to come speak to these kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but like,
so,
but like you were just saying, that's that smart business. Like you said, it's more of a business thing. But the Killer never go nowhere though, do he? It's there. Like I know he's still there. You know, it don't never go nowhere. You just gotta kind of like put him.
I'm like T.I. with T.I.P. You know what I'm saying? It's certain tracks I may bring him out. You know, just depends on my mind frame. You know, if I feel like this is something that I really got on my mind, on my chest, then I'm gonna allow Killer to come out.
And did I read that right? It said you do R&B and you rap. You got the vocal backing experience too. See, I like that because see me, my dumbass, because I don't come across a lot of R&B people, at least R&B guys on the West Coast over here, at least from my senses. And it's just dope because I think about when I need an R&B something on my shit, I just sing like I know how to sing and I know I can, so it'll be on some bullshit, but it sounds funny. But I mean, a nigga that can actually do both, like you do your own R&B on the track and you rap on the other end of it too. It's like almost like talking to yourself in a sense, huh?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
That's cool, and you get to save money on bringing in other people. So I mean, it's cool, you know. Nothing wrong with that. But I want to get into one of your tracks, Levi. I mean, I like this shit right here, The Streets. You know what I mean? And then you also got to make sure you tell your people, y'all got to send me the unedited version of these. I know you're trying to do a bit on, you know what I mean? I know you're trying to keep it clean for the other radio stations and everything, but over here on Slap Sundays, we need that hardcore gutter shit, you know what I mean?
That track right, the streets,
let me know about that one.
That's Killer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it sounded like it, because that's the streets right there. Like I said, that's why I was like, yeah. Like I said, go ahead, bring in this track for him,
yeah,
man. Let him know like what your thoughts was when you was writing it, man. How it came about. You know what I mean? What's up with this track right here? Because I know they all come from somewhere.
Well, honestly, The Streets was actually a diss track. You know what I mean? Like me and my cousin, you know what I'm saying, we kind of, you know, had a little falling out, and I was so pissed off with the whole situation, I just had to kind of go back to how they did it in the old school days. It's like, my nigga, I'm not finna, you know what I'm saying, I'm not finna, you know, do no gunplay, you know what I'm saying, shit, nigga, we can take this in the streets, box it out, because at the end of the day, we still family.
Right,
and
a couple of
DJs heard it. And it was like, you know, you got to perform this. I was like, it's just a diss track. I did it out of anger. But everybody, you know, every time I would go do a show, yo, you doing the streets, you doing the streets. Fuck it. So I just started doing the streets. I took it in and ran with it.
Oh, yeah, it is hard because it sound kind of personal. Like I wish I had you all last week when I did my little disses and everything. We would have had a nice little diss session. But it did feel personal.
Yeah.
Like, it felt a little personal. Like, ooh, this is kind of gonna hurt right here, but we're gonna let Bang Out Radio hear about The Streets real quick. We'll be right back with your boy Levi Sev and the Dagger. We'll be right back.
Got my back against the wall, my ear is to the streets. If it's drama that you want, we can take it to the streets. My back's against the wall, my ear is to the streets. If it's drama that you want, we can take it to the streets. And we can take it to the streets. And we can take it to the streets. And we can take it to the streets. If it's drama that you want, we can take it to the streets. And when I open my eyes, I sit back and realize I see a whole bunch of fake. Cause they talk dying, but I'ma still smile. Keep my name out your mind. I'm one of the realest that's coming out the side. It's killer, be killed. I'ma always stay real. I put on for my city. That's just how it is. You don't wanna flex with me. You don't wanna touch a boy. My back's against the wall with my ears to the streets.
Yep.
Keep with me. Every drama that you see, we dressed in all black. With the gas mask, I'ma pull out my 4-5 and give you a heart attack. You left your wife and kid at the crib lonely. You's a f***ing, yeah, you know that you're old man. But I ain't gonna say no more cause you's a mother. You wanna flex with me, we can settle this. Yeah. Hey, we can settle this. I got my back against the wall, my ear is to the streets. If it's drama that you want, we can take it to the streets. My back's against the wall, my ear is to the streets. If it's drama that you want, we can take it to the streets. And we can take it to the streets. And we can take it to the streets. And we can take it to the streets. If it's drama that you want, we can take it to the streets. Hey, look into my eyes and tell me what you see. You are now staring into the eyes of a beast. Been dancing so long, I know what lies beneath. So nothing you can do or say will ever scare me. Hey, the devil must know that Kev is a cheat. You were blind, so I'ma make you see. That killer is a god, so bow to my feet. I ran the underground, now I want the industry. Oh, I can make your world crumble with no mumble and no speech. I'm a real throw, suck your blood like a leech. I'm telling you, the hood's on the street. Coming at me, being friendly, that will get your feet. I'm an evil, I control that heat. If you see me when I'm lonely, you already know me. I'm one of the many, repping PB&C. I done paid my dues, so go respect me. I got my back against the wall, my ear is to the streets. If it's drama that you want, we can take it to the streets. My back's against the wall, my ear is to the streets. If it's drama that you want, we can take it to the streets. And we can take it to the streets. And we can take it to the streets. And we can take it to the streets. If it's drama that you want, we can take it to the streets.
song on Levi. That's how you do it. That's how you take it to the streets on cats right there, Levi. Hold on, Levi. We got a call coming in. Let's see. 9981. You got the dagger and Levi. What it do?
What's good with you guys? It's your girl Topaz Lachey. What's
Topaz Lachey, the boss lady herself in the building. What it do, ma?
Chilling, networking, of course. I want to let everybody know, check out the new bangoutradio.com website for all you indie artists, producers, models, entertainers. Go create a profile, network, post pictures, your music. Let's get it in. You know,
let's get it in. Levi, you on Bangout Radio? Did you go set up your profile yet?
No, not yet. I need to do that. I got to do that tonight.
Yes. We need all that over here. So what's going on with your work, Topaz? I know you're working hard.
You know, just came from Cali. Of course, my video shoot going hammer. I got a snippet on my wall, of course. The video is coming soon. We got the magazine dropping. Of course, we got exciting new things for Bang Out Radio. So we getting it in.
As we should. So you hanging out for a second, Topaz, or you got business to handle?
What you say?
I said, you hanging out for a second, or you got business to handle?
I hang out for a minute, but,
Levi, what I wanted to know, man, I was looking at I got your bio up here and everything like that. It says, man, let me see, you've been doing business since you was, like, four? Yeah, man. explain that to me. What was your, like, first performance? Like, we talking, like, maybe, like, school battle raps? You know, like, we used to have high school battle raps, things like that. Like, where did it all start from? Like, let me know that.
I started off as singing, you know, in the choir at the church, you know.
Oh, started on the singing tip first. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I started singing first. I didn't really get into the rapping until I was probably, like, about 16, you know, that rebellious, angry teenager stage.
Oh, okay. So the singer that turned into the killer first. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what would you say was one of the hardest things you had to overcome? You know, what stands out is, like, you know what, I'm not surprised I made it over that, but that's something that I had to do, you know?
Growing up in two different households.
Oh, even bouncing back and forth between, like, moms and pops?
Yeah, man.
Okay. So.
Yep, I had to do that.
I mean, are we talking like long distances? I mean, what happened? Like, I mean, not to get all up in your business, but I mean, you know,
my parents divorced, you know what I'm saying, when I was about two, you know, so my mom moved to Dallas, you know, my pop stayed back in, you know, back home in the H, you know. So it was, you know, I spent a couple of years, you know, I spent maybe 2 years at elementary school in Dallas with my mom. Then I go spend another 2 years with my dad. And, you know, it was.
That had to be rough.
Yeah.
And that's all switching around friends and people and just, yeah, that's crazy right there. So but you always knew you wanted to do music, though, right? That was always kind of like your outlet, your backup, that's what you always had.
Nah, well, I mean, I did poetry. My music stems from my poetry.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Real nice. Well, what I want to get into real quick, Levy, is you got this single right here, right, When It Rains, It Pours. And now this one I'm really feeling because anybody that ain't feeling this is acting like they ain't got problems or issues. And we all know, especially here on Slapping Sundays, we all got problems, we all got issues. And
yeah, man.
But this one right here, you know, lets people know that, you know, it's okay to, that you're going to make it. You know what I mean? We done all been through it. So go ahead and bring this one in, man. Let them know about when it rains, it pours. Let them know about that real quick.
All right, well, you know, When It Rains, It Pours, you know, it's featuring, you know, a real close friend of mine. I was very fortunate to get him on this. This is Fish Grease, who is actually the younger brother of the legendary Keith Murray. So I was, you know, basically, When It Rains, It Pours is kind of like an autobiography because it is about me, you know, it's not about somebody else or I'm not telling nobody's story, it's about me, You know, this is my life. This is what these are my day-to-day struggles. These are my personal demons. You know, that's just pretty much what it is. You know, it's basically, you know, yeah, with me being an artist, I could talk about money, cars and clothes, things that I, you know, it's a fantasy to me. I'm going to speak on real life, you know, because in my, you know, from what I see, that's what sells. That's why everybody was so infatuated with, you know, with Pac. You know, Pac was real about it. And that's how I feel like I have to be in order to truly have longevity in this business.
And that's exactly right. Like I said, I got nothing wrong with what you just said, man, because life, that's what's wrong, at least in my opinion, with a lot of people, is that they're too wrapped up in the money, the cars, all this other stuff, and forget what life is all about. And then that life is what connects you to other people going through the same shit. So make sure y'all turn up y'all, whatever y'all listening to, your phones, your computer, make sure you turn these speakers up, y'all, all right? When it rains, it pours. Let's go.
Because I see you actually got the other version where it's just me. But the one
okay,
with...
I mean the other one then.
I'll make sure I send you that one, or I'll make sure I have my manager or somebody send it to you.
Yeah, for sure.
But they can find, you know, they can look me up, you know, Reverb Nation, you know, / you know, Levi Kev. You know,
all
they can add me on Facebook, / Levi Kev. That's CEV, not KEV.
Number two,
you know what I'm saying? Our stage / of course, Levi Kev. You know what I mean? You know, I want to give a shout out to, you know, the beautiful Miss Bianca, you know, Life Entertainment Media, you know.
See, I gotta go give me one of those Bianca contracts, just like you. I gotta go give me one of those. Like,
oh yeah, man, you need to get on it, man. They on it. She handling her business, man.
That's
true to her word. She's on it. She's on.
All right. Well, who else we got here? Topaz still in the building. Hold on, let me bring in who we got here. 3217. You got the dagger. You got C. Violet. You got Topaz to say who this.
What's good with it? It's Marley B.
Marley B in the building. I'm just surrounded by bosses and boss ladies today. I'm just surrounded. What's up? What's up, B?
What's good, y'all?
Nah,
Miss Marley.
Oh, I'm happy to call in. You know, one of my favorite artists was getting interviewed today. So, had to call in and show him some love. What's up, Levi?
What's up, girl? What's up?
No, we are just chilling out, hanging out, man. It's just crazy right now. Like I said, I got my first interview here with my boy Levi. That's going great. Got the boss lady herself, Topaz, and now Marley B from West Good Wednesdays. I mean, everybody's chilling here on Slap Sundays today, so that's good. That's good. That's good.
Right,
what's up, man? I'm trying to stay clean, sober as possible. Try not to go crazy. You already know me.
Dagger, stop lying.
What you mean, stop lying?
You know damn well you don't be no sober. Never. You don't even know that word. Is it church people listening in or something?
No. Like I said, the key word of what I just said was try. I try. I didn't say I was successful, but I try. I try the best I can.
How about take the word try?
Cut the man a break.
Thank you. Like I said, how's she hopping on me on my show? Can I chill on my show? I don't call in the West Good Wednesday holding up. Who banging on your show? Don't be who banging on the Slap Sunday, boy. We over here, Tim. Nah, I'm just messing with y'all. Let's get into some news. Y'all got some time? Can we get into some news with y'all? You know, I always like people's opinion. You know, I find these dumbest stories.
So long as you know it's who banging. Nah, but basically, I was just calling in to show y'all some love. You feel me?
Well, thank you.
Thanks for it, Dagger, Levi, Topaz, you know. I was listening to the interview, and usually I just listen all the way through to the interviews, but he played my favorite song, so I have to get on.
I thought Play House was your favorite song.
It's my second favorite song.
See, I'm going to get into this play fight, too, in a second. Now, see, I like that one because it makes me think about, because I don't play fight with girls. It's never been a play fight situation for me. So it makes me think about what I wish it was like because, you know, I've had bitches really throw shit at me and all kind. I guess they got really mad. So I'd be fantasizing on that track. Like, I wish, but that one cut.
Yeah, man.
Because he made that shit sound like it was okay. You know what I mean? Like, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be cool. Like,
I mean, this is my verse, you know. This is, you know, you know, people, you know, make up the breakup, you know. But I don't, you know, it's play fight. Let's play fight, you know. We're going to argue, you know. You know what it is.
I don't know.
Some women, you know.
I've never been with somebody I could be comfortable enough to play fight with, you know.
Yeah, that's
Well,
that's
I mean,
man,
you
like.
Need to find somebody you can be comfortable with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got my eye on somebody. Don't worry about me.
So the celibacy is almost over?
Don't trip.
Oh, Lord.
So the celibacy is almost over, B? That's how you feel?
What'd you say?
I said, so the celibacy is almost over. I heard you were celibate. That's what I heard. Did I hear wrong?
Whoa. What? Hey, that's a good thing. You can't.
I am.
No.
Okay.
I am.
You talk about you eyeing somebody, though, so I was just asking, so it's about to be over.
I'm single right now, kind of, sort of, and so I speak up on my past.
Nah,
I speak up on my past in my past, huh?
You on the wrong show to be talking about. How you kind of, sort of single? You either are or you not. Ain't no kind of, sort of, maybe, I think.
It is. It's a kind of sorta.
No, I don't agree with that. We're gonna have to agree to disagree there.
So we're gonna play fight on
that then real quick, okay?
Yeah, we're gonna play fight right there.
This is the remix. Remix.
Smile, but I love it when you're mad, girl. When we play by, don't make us we ever had, girl. When we play by, got you throwing all the pictures, let me throw all the pictures, let me, yeah.
Yeah, I kinda like it. I can tell when you mad, cause your bottom lip be biting. But when I kiss your neck, that's when you start to get excited. Play fighting as I foreplay, but makeup sex all day. Mad is how you stay when we're clashing in the sheets. Your moaning is the melody, the bed is the beat. You hit me with a pillow as you roll off of me. Now you're laying there trying to play like you sleep. Danny, stop. Cause every time you're mad, this is how it's on me.
When you play by, I like to see you smile, but I love it when you're mad, girl. When you play by, the makeup sense is the best we ever had, girl. When you play by, got you throwing all the dishes at me, throwing all the pictures at me, yeah.
Get with the right people, you know. you know, never, don't settle for less. You know, if somebody tell you what you can't do, you just prove them wrong and show them that you can do this. If they say, you know, well, I ain't really feeling this. Okay, well, you do it because this is what you want to do. Don't do it for the money. Don't do it for the fame. Do it for the genuine love of it. Because if you do it for the money and the fame, you're going to be like half of these other rappers out here that make it mainstream. You hear their track one time. They never come out with an album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much, you know.
Right.
You know, and just you got to, you know, like I said earlier, you got to grind smart about it. You got to be smart about it. You know, have you a lawyer, you know, have you a manager. You know, you got to have all your ducks in a row because if you walk into somewhere like Interscope, Def Jam, Bad Boy, their genuine idea is to see, they're going to try to fuck you over. But if you go in there, read up about the industry because if you go in and they see, oh, well, this cat already knows, so we got to come correct. That's all about it. You got to go in there. Basically, if you don't know everything, you have to make them think that you know.
Yeah, you got a mind.
Bottom line. Yeah, you can never, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to the industry, you can never know enough because I'm still learning.
Mm.
You know, everything you do, if somebody says, yo, I want to do a track, you know, if you know for a fact, if you feel it in your heart that you got the skills to make this track go somewhere, you know, if you have a manager, you know, hey, all right then, let me go ahead and, you know, get this contract signed, you know, okay, so if this track makes it to mainstream, I get, you know, whatever y'all agree to. You know what I mean? It's just, you just have to be smart about it. You know, everybody needs to get out of the mindset, you know, I got to get out here and I got to grind hard. No, because the harder you grind, you know, you tend to stay in one spot because you're only in one mindset. You have to think in multiple mindsets. You have to think as a merchant. You know, my manager always tells me you have to think like a merchant. So if you're going out to your shows, you know, bring product to sale. They're here to see you. Give them something, you know, not just a great show. Give them something. Interact with your fans. You know, okay, here's a T-shirt. I signed my T-shirt. Or, hey, here's a mixtape. I signed my mixtape. Or, you have to always bring something.
Mm-hmm. See? Are y'all listening? I hope y'all out there in radio land taking notes and everything. And if you missed it, just go ahead and replay the show a little bit later. Because, I mean, he's dropping knowledge right now. I didn't tell y'all to get y'all pens and papers. That's my fault. I should have told y'all to get y'all pens and papers out so y'all could take notes. But, like I said, nothing wrong with what the man just said. That's exactly what it kind of takes. That's exactly what it does take.
Ooh,
you know what I mean? You can't. And that's why we here at Bang Out Radio, everybody over here got what it takes and got that dedication. That's why we fucks with people like this. That's why this is what we're doing over here at Bang Out Radio. You know, this is what we're supposed to be doing. Nobody's half-assed over here.
And
nobody's half-stepping.
Right. Exactly. So can I say something before I get off?
Yes, Marley B. Huh? What would you like to say? Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
What I was going to say is, so if you want the hookup with Life Entertainment, holla at your girl Marley B, because I'm going to make sure that I get that to Bianca real quick for you, Dagger, if that's what you need. Tell all your friends, everybody listening in, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I'm the middleman. I'm the middle woman.
You need to get with, you know what I'm saying? You need to get with Life, just period, point blank.
I talked to Bianca.
You know what I'm saying? I told her I wanted to get down, and she pursued That's your boy cool. heavy till I signed my contract.
Well, Big, I want to say this. Bianca been with Bang Out Radio from the beginning. She been bringing us a lot of good artists. Big shout out to
All
Bianca. You know, it's nothing but love. She already know what it is. Bang Out Radio, Monday to Sunday. You dig? We got more shows coming on top of the regular, you know what I'm saying, lineup. So
them extended night shows.
Yes, the extended night shows. And make sure you guys go to bangoutradio.com. We got a new site, Marley B. Get up on there, baby. Dagger, of course.
I ain't going to put as many pictures up
on this one as I did on the other one. Shit, man. I'm going to put like five.
It's our site, you know what I'm saying?
It is what it is, though.
Right. Yeah, for all the indie artists, for everybody to network, you know what I'm saying? I got big things planned ahead,
right,
of course. Yeah, so it's for us, baby, you know.
Right.
The album's on and the news here. You dig?
And what everybody got to keep realizing is that, like I said, without the indie artists, like I said, this is what we're here for. We're all trying to just help out each other. It's all love. Ain't no hating over here. Everybody's doing what they're supposed to
right.
be doing. So
right.
if you got a problem with that, then you just got a problem. So I don't that's just what
yo,
it boils down to.
yeah. I don't think anybody really understands that the indie is the mainstream.
Especially,
everybody's
yeah.
trying to worry about going mainstream. The indie, all the indie artists, we are the mainstream.
Exactly.
But let me pose a question to the group. Is everybody still hanging out for a little while, or people need to say bye and get their shout outs out? Let me ask before I start in my news section.
Ask question.
Everybody good? Now look, there's a book that claims Puffy and Suge Knight had Tupac and Biggie killed. Since we were talking about Pac earlier, I thought I'd talk about this real quick. Now in Los Angeles, a new book called Murder Rap, written by former LA Police Department detective Greg. I was just going to say Craig, can't say his last name, claims that Sean P. D. Combs had Tupac killed by paying Crip gang members to murder him. The book also claims that one of Suge Knight's children says that they told by Knight to pay a Piru blood member to kill Biggie. Now, how long has it been since these niggas been killed? And ain't nobody still, like I said, ain't no arrests, nobody knows nothing.
It's been exactly 15
yeah,
years.
They just made, I mean, they just got Suge Knight for a Pac. You know, that's what I heard.
Oh, they just got Suge Knight for Pac finally? Like 15
years
later?
As an accomplice, but I don't think he's the main person. But I do think as an accomplice, he was involved.
I don't care if he was an accomplice or if he did it. They still got somebody.
But I think that's what they got him. I'm just glad they got him for something.
It's just amazing, y'all. 15 years, really? 15 years.
Yeah,
and
it's not a closed case.
You know what I mean? Done in broad daylight. You know, this is the type of shit. It was funny because I remember when the dude got shot, and it was in L.A., that shit was crazy. When Biggie got shot, I was like three blocks away. I was like three blocks away when that nigga got popped. I'm like, wow. Like, then you look at the news, and it's like, oh, this nigga right around the corner. But just now they done... Like I say, and they say that there's no conspiracies. They say people ain't hiding stuff or whatever. There is. You can't say that there's not, because there's no excuse for this type of shit. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's really not.
It's deep,
everybody wants to blame it. Everybody wants to blame it on the what's it called? The Illuminati.
I mean, well, to be honest, it's not even like, to be honest, the Illuminati is kind of a. It's kind of like a little shade as to what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of throws people off. The real shit ain't really involving the Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? That's just like, that's like the fame part of the situation. You know what I'm saying? That's the advertisement to lure you in. Once your ass is in a fucking secret society, trust and believe, there is no way out besides death or sacrifice, period, point blank. And for a person to kind of be in denial about things, it's not really a denial, it's just people need to get a more clear understanding of what exactly goes on, you know what I'm saying, in these secret societies before they just start jumping foot first into this shit. And I always tell people that I don't just spit knowledge from the top of my head like, oh, I just think this was going on. No, go YouTube Dave Chappelle, YouTube Prodigy, YouTube Tupac, and make sure you put Illuminati behind all their names. That shit gonna pop up. These niggas is having real life interviews talking about what their experiences was. And it's funny to me that all three of these niggas is really not on the scene, whether they dead, MIA, no longer, you know,
because
in the limelight.
Because they didn't go along
with
the plan.
They did
because
it.
They didn't
I mean,
go
like,
along with it. Exactly.
I mean, like, it wasn't even a plan. It's like y'all already know the business. You know what I'm saying? You know what this is. Dave Chappelle wanted to make his own money, and he did. And when he decided, like, I don't want $50 million so y'all can make me look like a fool. I've been doing that enough, and I have fun making my own money. Oh, okay, you don't want our money? All right, for sure. Well, we're going to say you're a crackhead. We're going to say that you do this, you do that, and something's wrong with you, and you bounce.
Yeah.
And really, if he's a crackhead or not, so what? Y'all didn't give a fuck when he was doing the Dave Chappelle show for 50 seasons, but now he's
that
a crackhead because he don't want y'all 50 million.
Funny. I think that's so funnier than that light-skinned dude they got on Fox now. I don't know what's his name on Fox.
Dave Chappelle can explain it better than I can. I don't want to, like, put too many words in these niggas' mouth, but real talk, niggas got to research shit. Just look up stuff. You know what I'm saying? Stop listening to the Muslim stand on the corner with the bean pies
and exactly what we try to do over here on Slab Sundays is make sure that's what we tell y'all. Y'all go learn, think. Don't take what people tell you as it being gold or as that being the truth. Do your own research. Think for yourself. Don't follow everybody. Don't follow around other people. Be strong enough to lead and make and walk your own path. You know what I mean? Because if you always following around somebody, then you always looking at the ass of the person that's ahead of you. How long you want to be looking at ass all day? Who wants to look at ass all day? I like actually girls' ass all day. I wouldn't mind. But, I mean, we're not talking about that. We're talking about, you know, figuratively. You know what I mean? And then look at this guy. I know y'all know. Who's it? The dance hall artist? I don't know how to pronounce this. The Bees Cartel? I don't know. Is that how you say it? VYBZ Cartel out in Kingston, Jamaica? He's supposed to be one of the most popular DJs and is charged with murder. You know, issued Monday evening says that the dance hall star was charged with murder, conspiracy to murder, and illegal possession of firearms. Police accused the rapper of conspiracy with the killing of a 27-year-old promoter who was slain on the street corner earlier this year. Man, he was 35 years old, arrested Friday on marijuana possession, but now they're about to add in everything else. I don't understand why these artists get money and then decide to fuck up. I don't understand that either. How you balling
too big,
and you got
too
money.
They're too busy caught up in the lifestyle. That's all it is. They're too busy caught up in it. You get $1 million and you start doing things that you only dreamed of doing, and that's where they fuck up. That's how they get in trouble. That's where they get caught up. First of all, I don't care about, you know, I love my fans. I got some of the most genuine fans. But there's a difference between a fan and a groupie. A groupie would single-handedly ruin your career with just one false accusation.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Money is, you know what I'm saying? Money is the root of all evil.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Money is the root of all evil. You know what I mean? But it also makes the world go round.
Right.
Yeah,
that's why I have that scripture. Y'all want to know where to find that? 1 Timothy 20:12. I got that scripture tattooed on my back because something tells me that in my future and in the past, people have stabbed me a lot in my back when it comes to money they thought I had that I didn't even have. You feel me? So the next person stabs me in my back, they're going to read that scripture off top. That's how I feel, you know? I'm a deep bitch. That's just me. But at the same time, though, it's the truth. It really is. It really is the truth. Like, my whole camp, I can't Cali Bread, much love to y'all, but I don't fuck with them no more. I have to let that go. You know what I'm saying? Real shit, because if you can't trust people around you, then how you going to trust them? If you can't trust them when you broke, how are you going to trust them when you got millions? How you going to trust them when you even a thousand there?
That's even worse, and that's even worse. But all right, y'all, I have to
let them go. Start floating around.
Yeah, so I was just talking about earlier. If you got people in your life that ain't doing nothing right for you, by you, and I'm not even talking about as far as doing stuff for you. If you got somebody in your life that's constantly a negative influence or just not doing right in their life, and people don't realize that affects them too. Y'all can cut these people out.
Yeah.
What are y'all holding on to people for? This is what I like to call it. I like to call it dead weight. It's called dead weight.
Exactly.
If your foot got gangrene and you don't want that shit to spread up your leg, you cut
dagger.
Your foot off. You know what I mean? it may deform you.
Yeah, dagger. No,
I mean, you go to the hospital. No, but also real shit, though. I mean, if
cut your leg off. I don't know about that part.
I'm not talking about the whole leg, but I'll talk about figuratively. You know what I mean. It's just that if somebody's constantly draining you and you're trying to be positive and you're around people that's constantly in a negative state or is taking away from your positivity that's just causing damage, you cut it off. You leave it alone. You walk away. It's not that hard.
I always say, my mom, she says, you lay down with dogs, you catch fleas. I always say, if you lay down with germy-ass people, you're going to get sick. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get sick, and it's going to spread because germs, they're viral, you know? So
definitely.
I saw the sickness going around, and I kind of eliminated the whole situation. So now I just walk to the beat of my own fucking drum. I always been like that anyways. So now I'm cool with what I do and how I am, you know?
I gotta get into the smoke session. I gotta get into the smoke session because my smokers is gonna be mad if I don't allow them to smoke during my show. So
I gotta
give them to the smoke session. We're gonna start it off right now with Infamous Yangster, y'all. Mary Jane.
Music mic too. You know we up here doing what G's do. Just on a broke get blow, nigga. Growing up, I had nothing the way I do now. Except a nigga much older, plus a nigga got a child on the block hustling. When niggas smoking black and mouse for me, we work lovely to bring the stress down. And I don't want these bitches shit. Hand me a bag of stress. Two switches, tall can and a brandy fist. Bubble gum policies and some cigarettes. Instead of dirty niggas be amazed with the 20 hits. Fucking ace. I'd rather go and cop a half ounce. Sip some brandy and smoke until I pass out. Wake up to go do it again. Roll up a couple switches, invite a few friends. Matter of fact, a barbecue, what? Call up the Cali crew, tell them bring a dish or two, and a pack of brew, and don't forget that bag of weed for me, an asset that I need is mine.
Mary Jane, roll up a switch of sweet, not to see this stuff, it's a stress for me, cold focus tugging on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with. Mary Jane, roll up a switch of sweet, not to see this stuff, it's a stress for me, cold focus tugging on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with.
Bitch made, nigga make me smoke too. Calm my nerves down before I have to do some food. Because my life's got enough stress. Crooked ass hoes in the project. Fake soldiers and hood tests. Pull up another one until you feel it in your chest. Reclines in the mind, I think I need a rest. Wait to a cigarette and get myself back in the game. Trying to stay in the light, even though it always seems like it's raining. So fuck the world and every asshole in it. Especially the bitch where my nigga at the clinic. Most niggas lives is fucked, stuck and rust in the ghetto with no choice to bust. Can't get their head up, the system got a block down. So I roll up a blunt and try to find a way to get out. Let the rhymes spill out, get dough, my mind's lifted. But now a nigga got a new vision for my
Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet, now the sticky stuff is a stress for me. So focus hugging on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with. Mary Jane, roll up a switch of sweet, now the sticky stuff is a stress for me. Cold focus thugging on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with. Mary Jane, M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Mary Jane, M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Mary Jane, M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Mary Jane, M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Now to see you stuck, it's a stress for me. Whole focus hugging on these grimy streets that make me need to get high with. Mary Jane, roll up a switch of sweet. Not the sticky stuff, it's a stress for me. Whole focus sucking on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with. Mary Jane.
Ecstasy.
Handsome mean kush, party life, that's a good look. foreigner. Get the party popping. From England to LA to Kingston. Blow your damn mind for the weekend. No work today, so treat it like a holiday. No work today, so treat it like a holiday. I turn it up, she turn me down. It's good, though, too many girls for me to frown. A couple bottles, hit the mean kush. Party life, that's a good look. Turn me down. It's good, though, too many girls for me to frown. A couple bottles, hit some mean kush. Party life, that's a good look. Tonight I chill and party with the best of them. You know Benjamin, well, Lions got a lot of them. Fewer friends, a colder heart. I live my life, never care what no one thought. Benjamin Will Lyons got a lot of them. You know Benjamin Will Lyons got a lot of them.
Introducing All-Star Young Kid.
Okay, my turn. Sharper than a sideburn. Always with a bad bitch, never with a bad bird. Who I be? Yeah, you see me. Obsessive, compulsive, no OCD. High in the clouds, I'm soaring, B. So don't be ignoring me. Let me shoot myself formally. I'm Young Kicks and my conduct disorderly. Almighty with a pen and a pad on a white boy track. Everybody screaming rad, taking out the trash. Some like glad, oh yeah, I'm 16. I bet you mad. Hands up, yo, party all night. Fist pumps, you dying. You better do it right. My flow's like a virgin, cause it's so tight. I'm spitting so fast. I came from the bottom, I'm chillin' at the top. I started with nothing, and I damn sure won't stop. Yeah, you heard the buzz, we the hottest on the block. Lions Den is coming for that number one spot. Pause, bring it back, replay, rewind this shit. Running like a relay, headed for the top, ain't stopping no delays. Better than your man, so don't worry about what he say, she say. Everybody gonna talk, got my name in the streets like I wrote in chalk. Primal instinct, deadly as a hawk. My team got the key, they got the game on lock.
This is a J-Rom production.